I'm doing all right. I was actually on a walk yesterday on my lunch break and stopped by a local gas station in Dubuque and grabbed the Super 20s, and the guy that sold it to me joked, he's like, hey, you're going to Cedar Rapids tomorrow. And when I scratched it off, I was like, I'm going to Cedar Rapids. we couldn't believe it. I was shaking. It was insane.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine. So you're on your lunch break. You go out for a walk, and why, like, what prompted you to buy a ticket?
I was grabbing something I could bite, like a granola bar. I told my wife, I don't even remember what I bought. I don't know if I even ate it or if I just left it there, but something told me, like, just grab a Delano ticket. So I said, give me one of those Super 20s and hit it. So I played it before, but most I've ever won is like $50. And so I just quick swiped the prize amount and just stared at it.
For people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe that moment? Like, what's going through your head?
It's a life-changing amount. It's not like an amount to retire on, but it definitely alleviates a lot of stress that's going on right now. So it's just a crazy feeling. Words really can't describe it. They're just times you find yourself just laughing at yourself that you can't believe it's real.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just kind of a complex mix of emotions, excitement, and just being dumbfounded.
yeah, it was one of those where, you know, I had the guy verify it at the machine right there at the gas station just to confirm that it was legit.
Yeah.
And once that happened, then it really sunk in.
Oh, my gosh. So did you scratch a ticket right there in the store?
Yeah, I scratched it at the store before I continued on my walk back to the office.
Gotcha. Okay. And how did the store employee react after he...
He's like, no way, this isn't real. You know, he scanned it, and then as soon as it popped up, he's like, it's going to pop up a claim form for you as well. And he's like, this is insane. He's like, now we can say we sold a big winner at this store, so he was pretty happy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fun for the store as well to sell a big winner like that. So did you call your wife right away to tell her?
Yeah, I called her on my walk back to the office. We work at the same place, and just told her the story, and she was just silent. She couldn't believe it until I actually showed it to her.
Oh, man, how exciting. Where do you guys work?
We work at an insurance firm in Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Now, have you told anybody else about your win besides your wife?
Oh, yeah. I told my parents and some friends. They're coming into town, so there's going to be some celebrating going on this weekend. I got a golf outing tomorrow. I'm pretty much golfing from 7:30 in the morning till when my second one ends after teeing off at 1, so I texted my buddies that I'm golfing with a picture that said, you know, first round's on me.
That sounds like a pretty great way to celebrate, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great weekend.
That's awesome. Now, what sort of stood out to you? Like, why did you go with that one in particular?
I just saw it. You know, it's not one that's big enough that you can, like, put it in the window, you know, how they have the window displays, and it was just pop up on top of the screen, you know, how they have those other little hangers. I'm like, give me one of those. It's just, you know, the bright green, and like, let's try one of those. I've played it before, but it's not one of my normal ones that I play.
Gotcha. Now, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Well, we had a car accident about a month ago. It wasn't our fault, so we're down to one vehicle, so we're going to be going car shopping here.
Wow. Well, that comes at a good time then, huh?
Oh, perfect timing.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all right for work because, like I said, we work at the same place, but it's one of those things that's like, all right, well, I got softball tonight. Do you have anything going on? Do I need to drop you off? So,
yeah.
But, yeah, it's been a challenge, and it's going to be glad to get that done. So.
That's awesome. So you're going to go ahead.
I was going to say, it's our five-year anniversary next year, so we're already talking about doing a trip, and now it's a for sure, we're going to take the trip somewhere.